real.
Butter.
I see dead people.
I thought you weren't insane anymore.
Yeah, I'm actually a thing. I'm a being.
My eyeballs could have been sucked from their sockets.
Maybe it'll all just go away. Like a bad dream.
I doubt it.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Still coming to you from the entirely empty employee break room from the quiet and quarantined Theater Brothers Theater on the garbage-strewn outskirts of a minor lockdown American city. This is the Real Butter Butter Cast. I'm Peter Theater.
And I'm his big brother, Theodore Theater, coming to you live from the backseat of my car, where I'm parked on the side street of Los Angeles, California. Yep. Yes, I got kicked out of the basement. My boss found out. He wasn't happy that I was hiding out down there. And so I'm stuffed in the backseat. I got all my stuff. I got my my laptop from 2003, where I can watch all my streaming stuff, just using the Starbucks Wi-Fi right now. And I've got, my trunk is just full of all my hoarded gloves and masks. So I'm thinking about maybe selling them on the street, make a little extra cash.
I think you would definitely get arrested for that.
Yeah.
You can't start selling things on the street.
I'm not going to sell them to the cops, Peter. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but you know what? Go for it, man.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So this is the second quarantine buttercast.
Yeah.
Lockdown. Theater Brothers Theater, still closed?
It's still closed. We had one little opening where we sold popcorn, but it was a bust. So
people just came in to buy popcorn?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it was all right, but it was not worth, like, our time. So it was kind of awkward because I live there. I live at the theater. So, my underwear was, like, on the counter.
Really spreading out, huh?
I mean, yeah, after I figured out how to turn off the alarm in the last episode, I figured I could just make everything just my own. So not just my little space underneath the one of the screens in an auditorium. I was like, you know what, I'll just spread out everywhere. Here's the kitchen. Oh. Here's the living room.
You know
room.
Who I haven't you haven't told me about Schmeckle in a while.
Oh yeah, Schmeckle. He's my friend underneath the chair. For those who don't know,
He's primarily made of candy and butter and whatever.
Yeah, he's a mass of candy and popcorn and anything else you'd find underneath a chair in a movie theater. And just some real butter was on some popcorn, and you know, real butter has its magical properties, and it brought Schmeckle to life. So
he's very wise as well.
Yeah, I've learned to understand him. But, he just kind of speaks, like, nonsense words. So, thankfully, we're under lockdown, because he's been really chatty lately. Oh, my God. It's crazy. But
did he have any words of wisdom to get you through this troubling time?
He said, what did he say? Oh, I wrote it down here. Here it is. He said, no matter how hard you try, death will come to us all.
Wow. That's uplifting. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah. That's what I said. I put some quarters over his eyes so he would at least try and sleep. Because he doesn't have any limbs. He's just a face.
Yeah, I always found him quite disgusting. But
life is a box of chocolates, man, all right? I don't need to say the rest.
True that. Hey, and speaking of movie trivia, I've got a lot of questions ready for you.
Oh, God.
Inspired by the previous 34 episodes of the Real Butter Buttercast. This is episode 35. Did you know that?
Horn noises. Woo! 35.
Yeah.
35 episodes. And haven't you listened to all of them?
Yeah, stop right now. Go listen to all of them and then get back here.
If you need something to binge on, you can binge on our episodes. They're at least an hour long. Okay? Okay? Why aren't they responding? Can they not respond to us?
No.
Oh.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, Peter, we heard you. We're going to listen to all the episodes. All right, thanks, everyone. You're my best friends.
But before we get to the ultimate real butter quiz, what have you been watching this week?
I have been watching a lot. I've got a movie that we're going to talk about, and I've got a TV show that I want to talk about as well. Which one do you want to hear first?
Peter's Picks! That's this That's this segment. We're going to call it Peter's Picks.
Oh, okay. Do you want, we can stop this segment. It's only been 5 minutes.
What?
What?
Oh, I mean, I'm just saying now these are Peter's picks.
Oh, my Peter's picks. Wait, my Peter pick. Wait, a pack of pickled peppers.
God, don't.
On a porch.
How don't does the do rest it. Go?
On a porch with Poppy.
Peter Piper
picked a pack of pickles on a porch with Poppy. So my top movie picks for this week have been Yes Man. I also watched Marriage Story, so go watch those. You can watch them both on Netflix. A TV show that I've been watching is Westworld. It's an HBO original, so you can get that. It's technically a streaming thing because they save their episodes. So if you have Xfinity or Comcast, whatever you want to call it now, you can watch those for Frizzle. There's four seasons.
And this is based on the 70s sci-fi movie, right?
Yes, which is, I've never love actually seen, but
I remember when it came out at the Theater Brothers Theater. That's right, you had to work.
Yeah, I had to work.
That was in 1973, remember that?
That was so long ago. You know, like Wolverine, how he kind of forgets stuff after a while? You know, the human brain can't store all of this useless information, so it kind of gets recycled into something else.
Oh, if you want useless information, stay tuned for the ultimate.
The ultimate what? The ultimate what?
Just going to advertise that again. Real Butter Quiz. I should have come up with a better title for that.
Anyway, Real Butter Quiz.
I've been watching a show called Ozark on Netflix, which I would highly recommend.
Yeah.
It's for the mature watcher.
Yeah, same with Westworld. Don't watch that with your child.
No.
If you have one.
If you do have a child, Disney released Onward on Disney Plus, no extra charge.
And you can listen to our review for it in one of our other Buttercast episodes. So go watch.
Yeah, it was just a few episodes ago, back when life was normal.
Yep.
When the sun was shining and the grass was green. Episode 33.
I mean, the grass is still green.
Two episodes ago.
It's just sick. Stay tuned for the next segment. We're going to get Poppy in here. Sick.
He might want to take the quiz with you then.
Yeah. No, I think that'd be fun. I don't think he's going to know anything like me, but...
Okay.
Because he doesn't care about this.
Anything.
Really. He's chronically depressed and he's not admitting it, but...
sort of a nihilist.
Right. He was sick for this last week. He had the corn virus.
I don't know if that's in good taste. Neither is Poppy.
That's what he said to me, okay? I think he just had the cold. I think he was over-exaggerating. I didn't know popcorn could get the cold, the common flu, to be honest with you, but he's also alive, so the more you know.
Yeah. Look out for our popcorn friends.
Yeah, don't step on them, please. You'll hurt their feelings. Anyway, so I want to talk more about Yes Man than I do about the Marriage Story, because I did this on purpose. So Yes Man is a story. What's his name? Carl or something like that. Carl. What's his last name? Carl Allen. He's a deadbeat. I mean, he has a job, but he doesn't do anything with it. He works at like a bank or something. And he just sits there and he's wasting his life away. He doesn't say yes to anything. He's a boring guy. He just lives at home.
He's been really pretty withdrawn since his divorce from Stephanie, huh?
Yeah, that's also a thing.
Yeah,
he got divorced. He's just a schmuck. And then he goes to this this seminar called The Magical Power of Yes.
Yeah.
And
it's Guru Terrence Bundley, played by Terrence Stamp.
Yeah. And he's just this old guy, and the whole movie is just hilarious, of course. He gets a girl. He gets a new girl. He's saying yes to everything. He took it way too literally. So he says yes to everything. Anything that comes to him, he says yes. And somehow he's like is alive. He like went bungee jumping. And if he said no to anything, the guru said bad things will happen. And of course, when he would say no to something, like, what did he say no to? His ex-wife called him and she was also with another man. And she said, I think, you know, Johnny, whatever his name was, is done. I think we actually ended it. And she starts making out with him. And he's, you know, of course, really uncomfortable. And he took a long time to get over this woman. And he's like, you know what? I don't think we should do this. She's like, what are you saying? And he goes, I'm saying no. And he runs out of the house. or the apartment complex, and he gets in the elevator, and the elevator's going, and it stops halfway up, and he's like, no, no! And he crawls out of the elevator, and, you know, he almost gets in a, gets hit by a car. So then he goes and gets in the guru's car and is there to find the guru again because he wants this curse uplifted because he thinks it's a curse. He's like, don't freak out. And the guy's driving, like, gets in the car, and he gets in a car accident because this guy just came out of his backseat saying, don't freak out. Okay. And so he got T-boned in the street, and then they are in the hospital and his best friend's there with his roommate that he was kind of like a dog to. So his roommate was like, his roommate moved into his house because he couldn't say no. And his roommate made him do everything, like wash the dishes. Like, it's perfect if you have a roommate. It's what you want. You just don't want to do anything in the house, and someone else will do it for you. So that person was there, and then the guru was right next to him. And he's like, you got to uplift the curse. And he's like, there's no curse. It's just words. I needed to say something because you were making a fool out of me in front of all my people in the seminar, because he kept saying he didn't want to go up and talk to him. He's making a fool out of this guy. And so he's like, well, shoot. And he kind of ruined his relationship that he was having because the chick figured out that he was in a seminar saying yes to everything. And she's like, so you didn't want to move in with me? So you didn't, you know, all these things. In the end, of course, spoiler alert, he fixes everything because he just learns how to live life like a normal person and actually make decisions like a normal human being. So, whew. Yeah, that's the movie.
You know, thanks, Peter. That was the whole movie. You don't need to see it now. Did you know Yes Man was based on a book?
I did. I did hear about that.
Yeah, it's a book by a delightful British humorist called Danny Wallace. And I actually did read the book first. And he's written some really fun books I think you would like. His first book was called Join Me. And Yes Man was his second book. Huh. And then he had a TV series in Britain called How to Start Your Own Country.
Huh.
But yeah, I had Join Me and Yes Man, and they're both based on his own life. He did actually decide to say yes to everything, and everything worked out, and he got a new girlfriend, and everything worked out great for him.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And the first book, Join Me, was he basically started a movement, like an international cult, just kind of by accident, just for fun, to see if he could do it. And it's a completely and it's still around. Like, the cult still exists.
What's the cult? Do you know?
Well, it's not really like it's called the Karma Army. And they just created a sort of fun thing. So they do nice things. They, the basic premise is Good Fridays, where they do random acts of kindness to a stranger every Friday.
This sounds like a good cult. I wouldn't even call this a cult.
Yeah.
It's just like,
oh, it's absolutely delightful.
Just sounds like Boy Scouts, whatever.
The true story of a man who started a cult by accident. So I would recommend those two books. They're a lot of fun. Cool. He's a nice fella. And Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I was right about to say.
Jim Carrey's all right. Like, it's pretty fun.
He's not all right. I think he was pretty funny in this. I was laughing the whole time.
Yeah. Have you seen that new show he's doing?
No. I think I saw something about it.
Yes, he's currently working on a Showtime series called Kidding. And he's been doing that since 2018.
Does he still have a huge beard, or did he shave that?
He has shaved it, although I saw on Twitter that he is growing his beard while in isolation because of the coronavirus, and he's taking daily photographs of his face.
he's like doing one of those YouTube videos now where they take a picture every day for like 5 years, and you see him grow up.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because he knows how pointless that is, but just because of the situation, he's doing it anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, what else are you going to do? Make a podcast? Anyway, so yeah, that was the movie. I laughed the whole time. And then I watched Marriage Story. I probably should have watched Marriage Story first and then watched Yes Man, because it's more of a lighthearted movie. So Marriage Story is exactly what it's in the title. It's a story about a marriage that doesn't quite work out. It's got Scarlett Johansson, and it's got Adam Driver and some little boy. I don't really know his name. I mean, he's just a little boy. No one knows who he is besides that.
It's about as much fun as sitting through someone else's divorce can be.
Yeah, basically. At least they made it I was entertained. I think in real life, if I was a fly on the wall, I'd just probably keel over with stomach pain and die.
Yeah.
But this time around, you know, I enjoyed it. The ending was nice and sweet. So it didn't leave you on like a sour note. It was kind of like, you know, they're divorced. They still love the kid. They still kind of love each other in a way. You know, they're still there.
Barf.
Yeah. It was like, oh my God, that's not real at all. And that was it. So then I just kind of sat there and just kind of stared at the floor.
Jeez. Well, I continued my Marvel marathon, and you know I was watching it all in chronological order.
Yeah.
But
that's so exciting.
The thing is, I made a special reservation for Black Widow, you see, and that was supposed to have come out on May 1st, I think. Mm-hmm. But now I've just found out it's been delayed till November 6th, so I have to kind of pause, push a pause on that
chronological
listing, yeah.
You're right.
Because it takes place right after Civil War, you see.
Oh, dude, that sucks. Yeah. Now you have to watch everything over again.
I'm tempted to move on to Infinity War, but no. I am pretty stubborn, so.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I won't do it. I'll just wait.
Just wait.
No.
Are you counting the Venom movie in there? Is there a date in that movie? Because if so, you got to go all the way back again and start over and add that movie to it.
I didn't do it. I'm sorry. It's not really part of the MCU, so.
I was wondering if you're going to say that. Well, I mean, what, are you counting the Incredible Hulk movies?
The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton, yes. Although it's hard to find.
That's the one with the big man in it. The other big man, Colossus or whatever his name is.
What? No.
What's the one with the big dude in it? The other Hulk guy who's like a...
The Abomination.
Oh, the Abomination. Yeah. That guy. That was cool. I like that movie, even though... Anyway. So
it's all right.
Then I watched...
Stay tuned for the Ultimate Real Butter Cast quiz coming right up after this.
After this.
After I go to the bathroom.
You did not need to say that while recording. You know, just...
No, I gotta sneak into this back alley real quick. Sorry.
Don't bring me with you. Are you going right now?
Okay. Yeah, stop. Man. I live in my car.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop. Hold it in while I stop this. Jeez.
It's real.
Butter.
I would understand.
No.
I would understand.
No. Stop it.
Sorry, it was in the movie Yes Man. It's in my head.
Ugh.
Let me live my life, all right?
Well, you don't have to inflict that on everybody else.
You know, I would understand.
Ah.
Okay, I'm done now. Let's get a move on. We got Poppy here. Say hi, Poppy.
Hi. I've been sick, so Peter might die. Hopefully.
Wow, thanks, man. It means a lot coming from you. You're not going to say hi to Theodore?
No.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not saying hi to you either, then.
You just did, idiot!
All right, let's keep this civil here. Let's quiz! Quiz time! Let's get quizzed up!
By the way...
Quiz yourself.
I was wrong earlier. This is actually episode 36.
Episode 36! Well, we can fix that
somehow
in post. We can fix that.
The poppies didn't get the poppies weren't counted. But the poppies were, of course, number 27.
Go listen to that. That was a great one.
Named after our funny little friend.
That's me. I love you.
All right. So let's start on the quiz. I've oriented these questions around the Real Butter Buttercast episodes themselves, with our first episode, which concerned Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
I was going to say that. I was going to get it right.
Yeah. That's right. Remember, we were walking around with John in the park, and he was playing Pokemon Go?
Yeah, that was epic.
Yeah, I believe he was about to get a Snorlax.
Was Poppy there? I can't remember if Poppy was there.
Poppy does appear in the first episode, but he wasn't in the park with us.
I was there!
He was in that little break. Oh. All right, well, he was just being very quiet.
You guys don't hear me half the time.
You're in the episode, man. You were in the break room when we went in there. But
whatever.
All right. So for all the longtime fans out there, here's your first question, Peter.
All right.
You have to get all these correctly, or you're going to lose your majority share of the Theater Brothers Theater.
You can't do that. You can't do that. You don't have the power.
Oh, I certainly can.
No, you can't. Please don't do that. Oh, man. Okay.
Question number one.
Can you
this is a foreign language quiz.
Foreign?
So,
What? How is this related to the Buttercast?
You'll see. In Japanese, the word kaiju, if you may recall, does this mean A, terrible lizard, B, fire mouth, C, strange beast, or D, terribly strange lizard with fire breath.
Hang on, repeat the last two.
5, 4.
No, wait, strange...
No, your options are terrible lizard,
okay,
fire mouth, strange beast, or terribly strange lizard with fire breath.
No, it's strange beast, right?
Correct.
Yes. Yeah, so...
Kaiju is a Japanese word that literally means strange beast.
Thank God.
Usually translated as monster. And, of course,
so,
Godzilla is the most famous example of a kaiju.
So that would be you?
Ooh.
Moving on.
Oh, God. This is also a roast session. Going to be roasting Theodore.
Well, you've got 1 point so far, Peter, so...
How many of these I got to do?
Quite a lot.
Oh, okay. Hit me.
In our second episode, we discussed X-Men Dark Phoenix and the subject of mutation.
Hang on, let me watch that whole episode.
That was a fun one.
Let me watch that whole episode real quick.
Okay. Well, if you...
Oh, no.
I don't know how familiar you are with the cast of X-Men Dark Phoenix, but do you know the actor who played Peter Maximoff / Quicksilver? Was it A, Ty Sheridan, B, Sophie Turner, C, Cody Smith?
Isn't that a chick? Did you say a chick?
Or D, Evan Peters?
Quicksilver? Well, it's not a chick. Isn't that the Peter guy? Because his name is Peter? Evan Peters?
Evan Peters is correct.
Yes! Oh, yeah, get it! Sorry, I really get competitive.
Yeah.
Suck it, no one else playing.
Well, let's cast our memory back to episode 3.
Are you doing every... You can't be doing every episode here. Come on.
I have a majority of the episodes.
You're kidding me.
In episode 3, which was Peter, in which we reviewed Men in Black International and uniformly gave it a thumbs down.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, I think we all favored the first Men in Black film. And here's a question about that. In the original Men in Black, Agent K.
Yeah.
Agent K.
Yes.
Is played by A, Linda Fiorentino, B, Will Smith. So what?
Just keep going. I'm here, man. I'm here.
A, Linda Fiorentino, B, Will Smith, C, Tommy Lee Jones, or D, Rip Torn.
Dude, it's Tommy. You don't even got to tell it. J was Will Smith. K was Tommy Lee Jones.
That's correct. For bonus points.
Oh, no.
Who did Rip Torn? What was Rip Torn's...
Who the heck is Rip...
Code number name?
Who's...
Rip Torn?
Who the heck is that?
He's their boss. He's their boss at the Men in Black agency.
Oh, he was... Oh, it was Zed, right? Zed.
Zed is correct.
Because isn't Zed like the British version of Z or something? Or is it the...
It's the British pronunciation of Z.
Huh.
Linda Fiorentino also played... Dr. Laurel Weaver, who became Agent...
L?
L is correct.
I mean, they all go by their
yeah,
their first...
Pretty
so
much.
Would I be Agent P?
You would.
Oh, I don't really like that.
Agent P, P pants.
Hey, that was one time, okay?
Yeah, well...
Maybe Poppy can be Agent P. He's just looking at me.
Oh, well, you guys have to compete for that. You will have to fight.
I mean, no offense, Poppy. I could flick you away.
You could try.
I mean, you could try, but it's not like you don't have a bounty on your head.
A bounty? The heck you mean bounty?
I don't know. Guess you'll find out.
What's the next one, Theo?
Right, well, our next episode regarded Toy Story 4.
Oh, I did watch this one. I did finally watch it. You were giving me crap from it in the episodes. I never watched the movie, but I watched
that's
it,
right.
Okay?
You almost lost the quiz on that episode, and you were almost kicked off the show.
Oh, isn't that the episode where John flipped out at Poppy, and Poppy made him leave? Isn't that what that was?
Yeah, so that sort of saved your job.
Thank you, Poppy.
Yeah, you won't be thinking in a little bit.
What is that? Why are you so cryptic all of a sudden? What is this?
I'm like, guess you'll find out.
I don't... What's the next one?
All right, so how many phrases?
Oh, come on!
Can you recall?
Oh, come on!
No, okay. From seeing all the Toy Story films, when Woody's little string is pulled, you know he speaks the pre-recorded phrases.
Yeah, okay. I know.
How many of those can you name?
Reach for the sky. There's a snake in my boot.
Very good.
That's as far as I know. Is there more?
Yeah.
There's, oh my gosh, really? That's all I remember. Am I getting like two out of something or did I win?
Well, you're not getting any bonus ones.
I already got a bonus point, so I got one saved.
There's a snake in my boots.
I already said that. I have that recorded. I already said there's a snake in my boot and reach for the sky. I remember that one because he like spun his head around to me.
Reach for this.
You're my favorite deputy.
Oh my gosh. What? How many more are there?
You did pretty good though.
There were three? I got two out of the three?
I think so.
Huh.
If anyone has any different opinions, they can keep it to themselves. Bye.
Oof. Well, there goes all of our listeners.
All right. In episode 5, the Real Butter crew talked about the film Yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
And the concept of, Yesterday was totally forgettable. And the concept of alternate realities, alternate histories, and the Beatles.
Yeah, Beatles. Cool.
So I'm just, I'm going to give you some quiz things about the Beatles.
Cool. Lay it on me, man.
What year? All right. The Beatles officially disbanded in what year?
How did I know that?
Do you want some options?
Yeah, give me some options here.
All right. A, 1983. B, 1970. C, 1969. Or D, 2019.
I don't think it was 2019. I also was half listening to all those because... What?
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Whoa. What do you mean? Am I sure? 2019? You said 2019 or 1919? What?
Officially disbanded.
Well, I mean, half of them are dead. So.
Well, Paul McCartney might be engaged in a tontine.
What? Okay.
Are you familiar with this concept?
This is where
it's an investment plan in which participants buy shares in a common fund, which increases every time a participant dies, with the entire fund going to the final survivor. For those who survive after a specified time.
Ooh, I bet there's a bunch of theories out there, conspiracy theories that they were actually being assassinated on purpose by a band member who shall not be named, so he could get all the money. Ooh, I don't think that's the case because they were very close.
Yeah, that's what you think. The most famous example of a tontine in fiction for me would have to be The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Season 7, episode 22. Raging Abe and his grumbling grandson in The Curse of the Flying Hellfish. Yeah. Where Abe Simpson and Mr. Burns, it turns out, were in a tontine.
I don't know. What were my options again? Give me the dates. It's not 2019.
All right. The Beatles officially disbanded in what year? 1970, 1969, or 1983?
Well, normally I would say when in doubt, go...
Oh my God.
Who's that? Was that
this lady just walked by and this lady walked by and sneezed right on my window.
What the heck?
Walking away. What is that? That's disgusting.
What are you talking about? I have allergies.
You have allergies? You don't need to sneeze on my window.
Roll up the window. Why is she talking? Drive off, man. That's gross.
I don't have any gas.
You're just stranded there.
I'm just stranded here. Okay. I just live on the street.
Well, I thought it was 1970, but I think it was...
It's 1970. Let's move on. God.
So yay! I got it right.
All right! You're doing great today, Petter.
Thanks, man.
I remember episode 6 was a lot of fun. We were talking about Spider-Man Far From Home.
Hey, that remember was a that? Good movie. Yeah.
Of course, you were mostly talking about the original Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire.
Of course.
And Amanda was mostly fantasizing about the star of Spider-Man Far From Home. The childlike young fellow.
What?
What's his face? What's his name?
Tom?
Tom Holland. Jeez. Remember she was just sort of slathering about Tom Holland?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, anyway. That was gross. Yeah, I remember that. I was making fun of her the whole time.
It was super gross. Yeah, well, she's not here to defend herself, so.
Gross. Gross.
All. Yep.
Well, I got, thanks. So the question was Tom Holland? Cool, I got it right.
The question, no. All right, now this one is for the uber nerds. In what comic book did Spider-Man make his first appearance? Was it Amazing Spider-Man number 1?
How am I supposed
Tales
to know?
Tales to Astonish. Peter? Patient. Let me get all the... Peter?
I don't know, man.
All right.
I can't lose my job.
Pull it together.
Okay.
You can do it.
Okay.
Amazing. Shut your mouth. All right. Amazing Spider-Man number 1. Tales to Astonish number 35. Amazing Fantasy number 15. Detective Comics number 27, Journey into Mystery number 83, or Incredible Hulk number 181.
I don't think it was Incredible Hulk.
Answer, please.
What was the first one?
Amazing Spider-Man number 1. What do you think? Too obvious?
I think it's Amazing Spider-Man. Right? Right?
You think it's what?
Amazing Spider-Man.
You think it's what?
I think it's the Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, Peter.
No.
I'll tell you right now, it's not.
No! Which one is it?
Yep. All right, well, I'll go through what it's not. Incredible Hulk number 181 is the first appearance of Wolverine.
Right. It's not a
Journey into Mystery. Hulk, Peter. Journey into Mystery number 83 is the first appearance of Thor. Detective Comics number 27 is the first appearance of Batman. Tales to Astonish number 35 is the first appearance of Ant-Man. Leaving Only, Amazing Fantasy number 15, the first appearance of Peter Parker, the Amazing Spider-Man.
So I was right.
No, you said Amazing Spider-Man number 1.
Oh, come on, dude. That's what I meant. I thought that's the only option, was Amazing Spider-Man.
No.
So there was Amazing...
Fantasy number 15.
Did you say that one?
Yes.
Oh, I wasn't listening. Well, I have my extra credit point, so I'll just use that for this one.
Oh, yeah. From the Toy Story round.
Yeah, since I was so good at it.
There's currently an issue of Amazing Fantasy number 15... signed by Stan Lee, currently on eBay for only $37,525.
Only?
You might want to get on that.
Only?
Yeah. Well, you can buy like a regular version for $1,000.
A signed one or just an unsigned one?
No, signed. No, just regular. Oh, no, it is. Stan Lee Autograph Limited Edition.
What the heck?
Oh, no, it's a reprint. Forget it. Let's move on.
Okay. I'm ready.
In our seventh episode... we talked about the film Stuber and the genre of the buddy cop action movie.
That's one of our highest ones, yeah.
That is our most popular episode to date, yeah. What two actors appeared in Stuber and also appeared together in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Oh, you suck.
Yeah.
You're not going to give me any names this time. I'm horrible with names. You know that. At least give me like a multiple choice.
Okay. Well, I would have
to. Oh! Can I just say the names of like the characters, or do I have to? Because I don't know the actual names of like the people.
I'll accept it.
Okay. The main guy was Drax. What's his name? Dave.
Dave Bautista.
Right. And then there's I know the other chick, but I always would forget her name in the movie. But I know she was in Doctor Who, and her first name is Karen. Wait. Yes, I think her name is Karen.
Yeah.
Something.
Karen Gillan.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes, I got it. Come on. I'm holding my fists up like Wolverine right now, but I just don't have the claws, so I look really lame.
I do that all the time.
Next
Very
one.
Good, yeah.
Keep them coming, dude.
All right. In our eighth episode entitled Bubblegut and Hot Snake.
Yeah, I love that
one. We did not talk about a film. We talked about our personal experiences in and out of the theater involving vomit, diarrhea, okay. And other delightful topics.
Right. Lovely episode.
So, here's a little quiz. In that episode, Amanda was proud to say that she vomited in what size Starbucks cup?
Oh.
Was it a grande, a venti, a mucho, or a trenta size?
Man, this is just me guessing. Grande?
That is incorrect.
No, I don't even know. I remember that she puked in one. I don't remember what size.
Yeah, she was very proud of herself for fitting it into this size cup.
Oh, the small.
Not a grande. And I don't know what that, I mean, you have to think in Starbucks language.
I don't know the Starbucks language, which I think is Spanish, but is it even Spanish?
It's like vaguely Italian.
I got that so wrong. The small one. It makes sense that it'd be the small one. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a venti cup.
Venti.
Correct. Amanda vomited into a venti cup.
And she didn't miss a single drop of puke.
That's correct. While driving.
Whilst driving.
Whilst driving on her way to work. So a remarkable accomplishment, which she has yet to beat.
And I have failed, and I am not giving you another dollar. You've already taken all the money out of our account.
A deal's a deal, man.
I have no money to give you. You've taken all my money. You want my identity? You can have it.
Nobody wants your identity, Peter.
I might.
What?
How would that work?
Why are you so cryptic, man? What's all this? What's all these weird things all about? Well, why are you? I'm not going to die, am I?
Maybe.
What the?
I don't know.
Keep your eye on that guy. Keep your eye on Poppy.
I'm going to put you in a glass jar, and you're not going to be able to get out. little piece of popcorn.
Once done is done. Doesn't matter if I'm in a jar or not.
Jesus.
Well, it would make me feel better, okay? Can we move on?
All right. In episode 9, we had a special guest on to discuss the film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh,
we actually
yeah.
We had two. We had Anthrope, and we had your old friend from the theater.
Yep.
You know.
Is this the question?
No.
Oh, okay.
So that film was directed by Quentin Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino's first film as a director was Reservoir Dogs. Okay. Reservoir Dogs.
Jesus. Oh, okay? My God.
In that film, Quentin Tarantino played a character. Now, Harvey Keitel played Mr. White. Tim Roth played Mr. Orange. Michael Madsen played Mr. Blonde. Steve Buscemi played Mr. Pink. Quentin Tarantino played Mr.
I've only seen Reservoir Dogs like once, dude.
It's a color.
I know it's a color. What were my options? Did you even give me options?
Well, it's not white. It's not orange. It's not pink.
Well, I think you made it. Oh, I think I know it. I don't know if you intentionally gave me this hint from Bubblegut and Hot Snake, but it's Mr. Brown, isn't it?
It's Mr. Brown. I didn't give you a clue, so I'm a little disturbed.
I thought that was your clue.
Are you just kidding? Like, that's because of the Hot Snake?
I thought you were giving me a clue. That wasn't a clue?
Ugh.
Wasn't no. a clue? Oh. Well, I mean, I got it right, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Well, this is rough, man.
What's rough? What? I'm doing fine. I'm not giving you money. All right.
You will give me some.
I'm not giving you any money. I've already given you all my money. Unwillingly.
And I'll take as much as I want.
Next question.
It's mine and I deserve it.
Next question. God.
Well, see, here it hits a gap here because I didn't quite. I got as far as number 9. And only got a few more. You want to wrap it up?
Or? Yeah.
Come back. Why don't we have people join us after the break for part 2 of the Ultimate Real Butter Quiz?
Okay. I mean, I guess we're having a part 2, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned!
Poppy, you have anything to say other than what you've already said cryptically?
No.
Okay.
The Real Butter Buttercast.
This is Poppy the Popcorn, social media manager for the Real Butter Buttercast. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr for more behind-the-scenes shenanigans. You can be a big-time Hollywood podcast producer for as little as 99 cents a month. Just go to our anchor.fm page and click the support button. And remember to subscribe, like, and review the Buttercast. 5 stars reviews only.
Poppy, what are you doing?
Oopsies.
Come on. We have to get back to the show, dude. Let's go.
Coming! 5 stars or else.
Poppy!
What?
Welcome back to the Real Butter Buttercast. I'm Theodore Theater, continuing the Ultimate Real Butter Quiz. We've now worked through the first 9 glorious episodes of the Real Butter Buttercast, all the way up to episode 10, which was about the Shia LaBeouf comeback film, Peanut Butter Falcon.
All right. That was the start of our next season.
Some exciting peanut butter facts.
Ooh. Oh my God. It's good with bananas.
Hold on a second. Sorry. It's our old friend Shoshana. She's...
Oh, God.
Hey, what's up? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hi. Hold on. Hold on. Yes. Come in. What?
Hi, Daddy.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing? You're out of jail.
I am. I'm out of my jail. My grandson bailed me out.
What are you in jail for? Oh, because you were selling kombucha, right? In stomach parasites?
Who's that again? I don't remember.
My little baby adopted brother, Peter.
How you doing?
I'm good, Shoshana.
Jail was great. Oh. I mean, so many friends.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
She coughing?
She literally coughed in my mouth.
She just coughed?
She coughed directly into my mouth.
Oh, God. We do now. If we like each other, we cough into each other's mouths.
Is that what you're doing in jail?
God.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. All
right, Greta, I just got some kind of, like, prison mutation of some kind of virus now.
No, we made our own moonshine in the toilet.
Oh, my God. Did that
inspire you to
That's so disgusting.
Cough drops in the toilet water.
Cough drops in toilet water.
That's the most disgusting thing. I'd rather listen to Bubblegum the Hot Snake than listen to you make...
Ooh, what are you talking about, Hot Snake?
Oh, my God.
You want some Hot Snake?
Oh.
That's slang out here in L.A., mister. If you want a Hot Snake, that means you want some, you know, pretty hot and snaky.
What the heck?
So, how's the kombucha going? Have you got any more?
I ran out. Moonshine's really good.
Are we doing...
Drops, you know?
Yeah, you're going to make, like, a kombucha with cough drops, maybe?
I don't want to hear this. This is disgusting. Shoshana.
Because after I've been doing all the kombucha, my feet got all pruny.
Shoshana, you are gross. Stop coughing in people's mouths.
Look at my feet.
I don't want to look at your feet.
My toes are fusing together as
my God. I'm not even in the same car.
Like
stop.
Oh.
Were they always webby like that?
No.
God. I don't want to do the rest of this stupid quiz, okay? This is disgusting. I feel dirty.
A quiz?
Alright.
I want to hear one question. Let me go against Mr. Petter here.
Well, Petter's already answered all these questions, so... Well, okay, wait.
I'm really good at game shows. I won Jeopardy one time.
I don't...
Are you really?
Yeah. I won $500.
Alright, well, I do actually have a bonus Godzilla question.
1983. Oh, my God. Alex Trebek was so... Handsome.
All right, Godzilla King of the Monsters
okay.
is part of a long-running series of Godzilla films, obviously.
I don't like you, Shoshana. I'm sorry. You're gross. Stop.
Now, is Godzilla A, the 21st Godzilla film, B, the 35th, C, the 42nd,
what am I supposed
or D,
to know?
The 3rd?
It's the millionth one, okay? That's my answer.
Now... Unacceptable.
21st one.
Peter, what's your guess?
I am not even in the same room with this woman, but yet I am cringing. I don't care.
Just answer the question.
The 40th one, whatever.
You're both wrong. The answer is 35. It's the 35th Godzilla film.
So now we're both wrong.
I want a bathe in
tiebreaker. I want a tiebreaker.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you some questions that Peter's already been asked. Kaiju in Japanese means what? First thing that comes to mind.
You're not even giving her multiple choice. I like the way you think.
No. Translate it from the Japanese.
What noise was that?
Oh, kaiju!
Okay.
That's what it means. I did my little Japanese accent.
Oh, God. This Scott.
Please don't do that. Alright. Does it mean terrible?
Strange critter.
It means strange beast. I'm going to accept that, actually.
I knew someone from Japan. Yep. Kaiju. His name was Kaiju.
Who are you?
Did I get it right or what?
Yeah, you got it right.
Well, then, fine.
Who is Shoshana?
It's an excellent question.
Who am I?
Okay.
Over here, pretty boy.
I don't want to. You make me feel like I need to bathe in bleach.
Oh, well, that's not a very nice thing to say.
Stop being weird with me, man.
Did anyone teach you any manners?
Yeah, it's to not be around weird people. Like, weird. You're coughing in people's mouths, dude.
I am what I am, okay?
Okay, just stop.
That's the way it is.
Just stop coughing in people's mouths.
Teddy.
Stop. I'm ending
right,
this.
Cool. Well, folks, we're going to be back next week with part two of the Ultimate Real Butter Quiz.
Ooh.
And that'll have the next 10 questions. So this was the first 10, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. What is she...
I don't know. She looks really out of it.
Jeez. Oh, my God. What the heck? Well, we're also going to review some Western movies, so stay tuned, folks.
That's right, because Peter just arbitrarily decided he wanted to watch Westerns again. So
spaghetti Westerns! I'm going to eat spaghetti while I watch my spaghetti Westerns.
Okay.
Let's see if anyone even understands that.
That's pretty corny.
No, it's spaghetti. Sorry.
Don't put corn in your spaghetti.
Yeah, I'm not Buddy the Elf, if you ever watched that movie. Ooh, let's review that movie, too.
Yeah, let's watch Christmas movies.
Yeah, Christmas movies.
In April.
In April, let's do it, dude. Why not? All right, two episodes from now, the second episode from now will be about Christmas movies, so stay tuned. It's been real, Butterheads. It's been a real roller coaster today. I feel like I need to wash my mouth out with lava. So, Poppy, thank you so much for being on the show, even though you were very, like, just, like, weird. Am I going to be killed?
Is it just the two of you in the theater right now? Like, the two of you and Schmeckle and...
Well, we got other characters, I mean, that are in the, in the theater. We got Poppy, we got Schmeckle, we got Louis the Rat. He's never been on the show. He might be on the show pretty soon. He was a rat from New York, and I don't really know how he made it over here. You'll have to explain that. But he ate some real butter, and he kind of became like sentient and like aware, and he's talking. He's kind of cool. I mean, he's a rat, like a big New York sewer rat. So I don't really know how.
Yeah, it's weird. People used to freak out when they saw him cleaning the bathrooms, but I don't know what the big deal was. He was wearing gloves.
I think it was because he was eating the poop.
Peter, I think we both know that's not true.
He's a rat, dude. Anyway, we have other characters. We've got Candace. She's our lost and found buddy. She's just made out of clothes.
Oh, yeah, Candace. How's she doing?
She's good. She's real, you know, she's kind of like the mother to me. She's like a mom. So I take her to movies in the theater sometimes.
Yeah.
It's really easy.
There's Mopo. Remember Mopo? What am I talking about? He mops the place every day.
Yeah, I've seen him. He gets really, like, he gets sick all the time because he's upside down when he's mopping the floor. Like, his head is the actual mop. It's the mop head. So he's upside down most of the time. So he pukes everywhere. But it's convenient because he's also a mop. But it's also, he's just undoing what he did. So he's not really doing very well.
Well, there's a lot of liquid content to that. And so it just sort of helps with the mopping. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always look on the bright side.
Yeah. Just always look on the bright side of life. Da-dup, 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 da-dup. Always look on
the bright side of life.
Da-dup, 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 da-dup. Nope, not going to keep going.
No, we're done.
And we're done. Thank you, Butterheads. It's been great. I am going insane in this theater all alone with Poppy. I feel like this is a fever dream. I really don't know if this is real until it is uploaded. So thank you for being a part of my nightmare today. And tune in next time where I eat teeth. Any last words, Theodore, before I die, supposedly, in Poppy's words?
I didn't say goodbye. I said you
might. I hope I'm the sole recipient of your will, but
you're nowhere in my will.
Then do whatever you want. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Shut up.
Poppy, why are you so aggressive? God.
You shut up, too. I'm sick and tired.
Yeah, you are sick and you are tired. Go take a nap.
You take a nap.
All right. He's like a toddler.
I am not.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.